You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Friday, May 2nd. At a meeting last week, the Garibaldi City Council decided to delay proposed increases to the city's water and sewer utility rates. The City Council also delayed a decision on a proposed street maintenance fee of $19 per month per property. Garibaldi City Manager Jake Boone first proposed the new street maintenance fee and water and sewer fee increases as part of the city's budgeting process to match projected infrastructure costs. But at the recent meeting, there was concern from the public about introducing all three revenue-generating proposals at once. Garibaldi Mayor Katie Findling suggested that the council delay action on the increases until their meeting later this month. Saddle Mountain State Natural Area will be temporarily closed starting next Tuesday, May 6th, for a hazardous tree removal project. The Oregon Parks and Recreation Department is partnering with ODOT, and they say the work may include intermittent lane closures on Highway 26 and Saddle Mountain Road next week. Saddle Mountain State Natural Area is expected to reopen May 10th. The area is also scheduled to close for additional projects later this summer and fall. For all up-to-date information on closures, you can go online at stateparks.oregon.gov. These stories come to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. Superintendents from seven of Oregon's largest school districts released a joint message on Wednesday calling out recent federal actions they say have harmed local communities. OPB's Natalie Pate has more.
Food access, Head Start preschool, foster care advocates. Schools frequently fill in gaps in needed social and medical services. But Oregon education leaders argue their commitment to their communities on issues like these is at odds with the current American political climate.
We want people to have conversations with their family, with their neighbors. We have got to push through this feeling that it is impossible to talk about anything that has a political dimension.
That's Salem Kaiser Superintendent Andrea Castaneda. When speaking about the unified message from superintendents this week, she encouraged families to read the news, talk to their elected officials, and ask, quote, "Do you believe that that is the right thing for kids and families?" Natalie Pate reporting.
Republicans in the Oregon House have unveiled a plan they say will fund road maintenance around the state without hiking taxes. The proposal released on Wednesday would instead slash funding for things like public transportation, bicycle and pedestrian projects, and staffing at the Oregon Department of Transportation. All told, the GOP says its plan would free up more than $730 million in the next 2 years. It's a stark contrast to the Democrats' proposal, which would raise taxes to collect roughly $1 billion per year. House Minority Leader Christine Drazen panned that plan.
My question to my Democrat colleagues is, why are they so determined to raise taxes when they don't have to?
The Republican proposal is unlikely to go far. Democrats hold supermajorities in the Oregon House and Senate. Washington state lawmakers passed a bill over the weekend to limit rent increases. As OPB's Eric Newman reports, for years, manufactured homeowners have been fighting for such protections.
Robin Zorich owns a manufactured home in Woodland, Washington, but she rents the land it sits on. And over the last 7 years, that rent has more than doubled to $1,300 per month. She says this new legislation will help protect seniors like her.
There's people who are not taking their medication, who can't afford to buy it, who are keeping their temperatures of their house down at like 60, 65, so they can save on electricity.
Under the bill, rent at manufactured home parks can only go up 5% per year. Rent in other types of homes could be increased up to 10%. Owners of manufactured home parks warn that capping rent increases will make it harder for them to maintain properties. Governor Bob Ferguson has to sign the bill for it to become law. I'm Eric Newman reporting.
In recent years, the population of homeless people has aged, with about 20% of them now 55 or older, Many have never been homeless before. And as Jefferson Public Radio's Jane Vaughn reports, there are specific difficulties with helping homeless seniors.
Gregory Sovic grew up in East LA, but he ended up in Redding, California after a series of family deaths and financial losses.
And I just hung out with nothing else to do. And being without my tools, I couldn't work anymore.
He used to be a dog groomer, but ended up living on the streets, making money in other ways.
The price of everything, I couldn't afford it. And so I just made it out there the best I could, fixing bicycles for people and building bike trailers, you know, for the homeless and stuff, surviving that way, which wasn't very much of a survival.
Sovic isn't alone in this. With rents increasing and Social Security not keeping pace, many older adults are simply being priced out of their homes and finding themselves on the streets.
I'm old enough that when I started in this work, we were like, oh, Social Security solves homelessness, and now it doesn't.
That's Dr. Margot Cushell, director of the UCSF Benioff Homelessness and Housing Initiative. She says people over 50 are most likely to spend more than half of their income on rent. Cushell says in her research, she's seen many people like Sovic, who work their entire lives in low-wage, physically demanding jobs with no money left over for savings.
And then after the age of 50, something happened. They got sick. Their spouse or partner got sick. They couldn't keep up their physically demanding work. Their marriage broke up.
She says almost half have never been homeless before, and being older and homeless comes with special challenges. Sometimes housing options are physically inaccessible, like a third-floor walk-up. And Cushell says older homeless people have high rates of chronic disease and incredibly high mortality rates. They also have to deal with normal age-related things, like dementia and end-of-life care. All of that takes a physical toll.
We've observed that by the time people experiencing homelessness are in their early 50s, their health is really much more similar to people in their 70s and 80s in the general population.
Hearts for Seniors focuses on one part of this problem, helping older adults with whatever they need, whether it's getting food or fixing up their house. Stephanie Miller is the director.
When we hear about these seniors who are going to be evicted, if they don't have clear pathways, we try to get teams that can go in and help keep them in their homes.
A team of volunteers fans out to seniors' homes each week.
We've helped with like home modification, saved a lot of seniors from eviction by, you know, doing big yard projects or helping them paint their home or put a new roof on, build ramps, railings.
Miller says they serve 80 to 90 seniors a week in Jackson, Josephine, and Lincoln counties. One of them is 82-year-old Bob Welch in Medford. He relies on Social Security and broke his hip falling on the unstable front steps of his house. Hearts for Seniors helped him out.
I come home to the hospital and I have a yard full of carpenters, you know, building me a ramp.
He speaks very highly of the program and says the best part is the weekly hangouts he gets with one of the volunteers, who arrives while we're talking.
This is my buddy. Come on in, Mark.
But for older people who do become homeless, finding their way back into housing can be difficult and tedious. Gregory Sovic lived on the streets of Redding for 10 years before he finally was able to get a housing voucher and move into an apartment. He thought it would never happen. At age 64, he now spends his days drawing, painting, and reading the Bible.
I'm a domesticated male.
He's a house cat.
Yeah.
But even though Sovic has been helped into housing, there are still thousands more just like him, who, after a lifetime of work, are living out their golden years on the streets. I'm Jane Vaughn reporting.
You are listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org.